The peace of God and the love of Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. She is just a girl, only 16 years old. The young woman is sitting next to some important CEOs. Next to these men in their suits, she does not really seem to fit in. Her purple jeans and her gray sweater and her braided hair make it pretty obvious that she is not here for a fashion statement. Her strong expression tells the same. She is here to stand up for a world that she wants to live in for some more decades. She holds her speech determined and strong. And she says, "I don't want your hope. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act as you would act in a crisis. I want you to act as if our house is on fire, because it is." The young woman is Greta Thunberg, and she just spoke at the climate meeting in Switzerland this week. I am impressed by Greta, and I wonder where she gets the strength and the confidence from to do what she does. I don't see fear or doubt in her face. I only see confidence and determination. But nevertheless, I think it's an intimidating thing, especially for a 16-year-old, standing in front of all these powerful, important people who pursue different goals than she does, and who don't want to hear what she has to say. It is intimidating to challenge people in their thinking, and moreover, in their acting. So, where does she get the strength from? She's only a child. Do not say, "I'm only a child," for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. That's what God says to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he gets that God wants him to do something, but he tries to find a way out of his calling. He fears the responsibility and thus the pressure that go along with God's calling. What if he follows this call and ends up saying his own words instead of God's? What if he finds the wrong words to express what God wants to say? What if his listeners don't understand what God wants to say? He himself, Jeremiah, is responsible for delivering God's message to his people. I would react probably exactly like he does. I would say, "I cannot do this." I can totally understand why Jeremiah is overwhelmed and why he cannot see himself carrying this burden. So once again, where does Jeremiah draw his strength from to finally accept his call? When I first read this, I thought God's answer on Jeremiah's "I cannot" seemed to be a bit ignorant. It sounded like, "Jeremiah, you have no clue what you are talking about. Just do what I am telling you to do." But when I reread it, it was so much more. I saw God seeing Jeremiah's fear. God sensed Jeremiah's feelings of being too minor. God knew how Jeremiah already envisioned himself talking to people who will reject him. God knows all about this, but he sees something in Jeremiah. He sees the prophet in him, and that is way more than Jeremiah sees in himself. God sees something in Jeremiah that he doesn't see in other people. And that, especially for me, makes this calling so honest and so special. Speaking for myself, I always had to struggle with my calling. I had so many doubts whether this work is the right thing for me to do. Who am I to tell others about faith, about Jesus' love, or the forgiveness of sin? I think that's a pretty big deal. And I am just a kid. What do I know? There are so many others who are way better in preaching and in standing in front of people. Why should I be good enough to do this? Why should this be my call? And sometimes I fear that it's not God who is acting and who has this call for me, but it's just my own crazy ideas who brought me here. And when I'm in the middle of doubts, I used to talk to people about it. And I had a mentor during my internship in Germany. And when I again was talking about my calling, she said to me, try to look on your way up until now. It might not feel like this right now, but for me, your way really looks like God guided your way and helped you to do what you are called to do. I do look on my way up until now, and I see a couple of personalities like her who really helped me become who I am today. All of them are people who see more in myself than I do, who entrusted me with more than I thought I was capable of. Their empowerment gave me the confidence to do what I am doing today. And these conversations were important for me to not give up halfway through and becoming the pastor or the vicar I am today, doing a job that I really love. In their voices, I heard God. And I heard God's call, especially for me. I wish we could all look at each other with eyes of empowerment. I feel like it's easy to meet someone new and directly compare myself to them. I think, what does she have, what I don't? It's easy, this comparison, but it's not mentally healthy. It might take a little more, but I think it's a pretty cool thing to encourage people I meet in being themselves. Not that I'm an expert and I could tell you everything about it, but I would say the first and the most important thing about that is listening. It needs me to listen without assumptions, without prejudices, and without goals. It is not about using others for my own personal goals. Empowering is listening to find out who my opposite is. What are his dreams? How does she like to spend her free time? What is she or he passionate about? And maybe then I am able to get a glimpse of what God's plan is for this person. As I experienced it, it often needs people who look on your life from the outside. It needs them to help you and find your own strength and to find confidence. Confidence in God's call for you. At least that applies to my experience. But it's not only the single encounter that means empowering. And I also see that in the way God calls Jeremiah. He says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. God sticks with Jeremiah. He is there accompanying Jeremiah's journey. He will be with him and he will deliver him. I feel like this is key to empowerment. Not only God's, but also our encouragement and empowerment to one another. It is about the commitment to go on a journey with one another, to walk through trials together and also through failures. And what makes empowering so great is that you also get to grow together and to celebrate successes together. God said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. and before you were born, I consecrated you. Earlier, I asked myself, what is it that gives Greta, what is it that gives Jeremiah, what gives people the strength to follow their call, to be who they are called to be? I believe that it is God. God assuring the one he called that he knew him before he formed him in the womb. God who knows his beloved child. Believing that God knows me with all my talents and just as much with all my edges and flaws gives me this feeling of belonging somewhere. Having the sense of being rooted in my faith gives me wings to fly, to be the one God already knew before he created me. To fly with my wings means using the talents that God gifted me with. And just as much as I need other people to unfold these wings, I want to be someone who encourages others to use their own wings and fly. See, today I appoint you to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Encouraging and empowering one another, helping each other to use our wings and fly, that's an adventurous thing. But nevertheless, I still think about Jeremiah, who probably doubted whether the things he said are really coming from God, or more likely that it is what he himself wanted to say. How do I know that I am actually following God's call? Looking at Jeremiah's call, it really is a lot that God asks him. Overthrow, build, and plant. At first, that doesn't really make a peaceful impression. But I think it is more helpful than a call saying, do everything you can to maintain a world that you were born into. God's call asks Jeremiah, but also us, to listen, to look, and to think. What does our world look like? What is it that is going wrong? What is it that needs to be overthrown? But then as well, how can we build meaningful relationships? How can we build connections? How can we build a world that is inclusive and just? Greta Thunberg chose to overthrow the thought that she just has to fit into the society with all its structures. She chose to overthrow the life that most of her peers chose to live. She is determined to build the world that is a place to live in now and also in the future. And she already achieved a pretty big thing. The CEOs who honestly don't want to hear what she has to say, they listened. Greta is a role model in a broader context. And not everyone can be like her. But the good thing is, not everybody has to be like her. God has a different plan for each of us. And it is our challenge to find out how we can live our lives according to his will, according to his call. And that is actually something that I really love about church communities, because we talk all the time, at the door, next to coffee, we always talk. And maybe we could make this a central question of our talks. How can we encourage each other and also feel encouraged ourselves to do what God has sent us to? Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.